Prime Minister is denying she used the cabinet reshuffle to reward her political backers. Julia Gillard says the moves were all about focusing on the government's main priorities for next year. The new ministry will be sworn in tomorrow. Veteran leader Sir Michael Somare has been reinstated as Papua New Guinea's Prime Minister. The country's Supreme Court ruled the election of his successor Peter O'Neill was unconstitutional. Sir Michael was controversially removed from office in August while he was out of the country seeking medical treatment. Britain's Prime Minister says he was only looking after national interests when he decided to veto a new European Union treaty. David Cameron told Parliament Britain remains committed to the EU. The French President Nicolas Sarkozy says Britain's move has created two Europes. Melbourne's Monash Freeway will be closed in both directions this morning after an accident involving a truck. The semi-trailer crashed into a bridge pylon in the suburb of Mulgrave in Melbourne's southeast. Now, the driver was uninjured and an investigation is underway. Outbound traffic is being diverted at Blackburn Road and citybound traffic at Springvale Road. And Queensland's Police Commissioner says officials and police knew of allegations of a multi-million dollar fraud at Queensland Health last year. Queensland Health employee Joel Barlow was arrested yesterday over the alleged theft of $16 million from the department. Police now say a complaint was made to the anti-corruption watchdog last year.